This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Eve edition of Free Talk Live in studio. It's Daryl
and Johnson. Who else is doing live radio on Christmas Eve?
Not a lot of people. As I was traveling earlier in the day, it wasn't very far that I was traveling, but like, you know, to the gas station and to the gym, and then here I was listening to the radio, and everything was replays. And they even said that it was replays.
You know, he'll be doing even fewer radio shows. There's people doing radio shows on Christmas, but guess what?
Free Talk Live will be here.
That's right.
And you can be live with us. You can call in 855-450-FREE. Or if you have the Skype, then you can use the Skype. The username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request if you have not already done so. That will get approved when I get the chance to click over on that button. And you will generally sound a lot better as long as you have a fairly decent internet connection. And Johnson, we were talking about the newest Cards Against Humanity sort of stunt,
right,
if you will. And they've done several of these. Last year you said they gave away 1 square foot of land,
right,
on an island off the coast of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
For Black Friday earlier this year, they sold nothing for $5 and apparently sold $70,000 worth of nothing.
Right.
And now they want to do something with Picasso.
That's correct. And they have been giving away a bunch of different gifts for this thing this year, which is for Hanukkah. So they're doing like Hanukkah thing. So the first three gifts, you know, for Hanukkah were pairs of socks. Then they gave a membership to WBZ, Chicago's NPR station. And then they gave away a 1 week paid vacation for their workers at Cards Against Humanity's Chinese printing partner.
Okay, so this sounds sort of like, you know, we have made a donation in your name too.
Right.
And now the people in China wind up getting a week off.
But so now these people who have invested deserve payback, obviously, right? So the seventh gift is where things get interesting. So the question is, donate it to a museum or cut into 150,000 tiny squares?
Yes.
The Cards Against Humanity crew used some of the $2.25 million in revenue it made from the Hanukkah product to buy Tête de Faune, the head of a faun, the original 1962 Picasso painting. Cards Against Humanity is offering its customers a chance to vote on what should happen to the painting. Donate it to the Art Institute of Chicago or laser cut it into 150,000 tiny feet squares and send everyone their own scrap of a real Picasso. A little sleuthing shows that the Picasso in question may be this signed print, purchased for 14,000 Swiss francs, about $14,100, from the Swiss auction house Kohler this past June. The Cards Against Humanity website includes this video of what appears to be the Picasso print being laser scanned. Voting begins on the day after Christmas and runs through the end of the year, and you must have purchased the 8 sensible gifts to participate. Cards Against Humanity founder Max Temkin refused to share any additional information about the Picasso until after the votes are in. We would say, we know you'll do the right thing, Internet, but knowing the Cards Against Humanity target audience, we're not sure what to expect. I think I know what to expect. It's going to be a sliced and diced Picasso.
So the Cards Against Humanity audience, for those who missed sort of the description of Cards Against Humanity in the last hour, people that aren't necessarily willing
Here,
to save a
let's
Picasso.
Let's just break it down for you. I own it. I own Cards Against Humanity, as well as Libertarians Against Humanity, so there you go.
And I have one of the expansion packs that I believe it's called Citizens Against Hypocrisy, that was put out as a fundraiser by the Libertarian Party of Alabama.
Yeah.
And
I gotta guarantee
they have,
I don't know, does this make me a terrible person? Because I absolutely would not vote to donate that painting to the Art Institute of Chicago. I would absolutely 100% vote for laser dicing it up and sending it to people who participated. And I didn't even participate. I'm not even talking about wanting a piece of this painting. I'm just saying, like, I'd like to see people get a piece of the painting just because I'd like to see the painting chopped up and sent to everyone who donated.
Right, and I don't know. I'm sort of torn on this because on the one hand, you know, I do like the idea of having art on display, but at the same time, I like performance art.
Right.
And I see what Cards Against Humanity is doing here basically as performance art.
Right. I really don't think that they will cut it up, but I'm sure that they could. I mean, I don't know. It's a possibility, but even if the vote were to go for this, I just can't see them doing that.
I don't know. Is there a threshold to where it has to get a supermajority before they wind up cutting this up?
I think they're just counting over the votes that they receive.
Okay, so just simple majority.
Right.
Yeah, I really don't know. It will be interesting to see what happens, but no matter what, it's all, you know, they own the painting. They bought it.
Right.
They are the legitimate owners of this painting. It's not like they're doing something that would violate private property, unlike what some Grinch did in Centennial, Colorado, who, he is a very naughty boy, apparently around 2 o'clock today.
I'm expecting this to be a baby Jesus stolen story.
Not a stolen baby Jesus. It's worse. Somebody stole a Salvation Army Bell Ringers collection bin outside of the King Super in Centennial, Colorado. It happened around 2 p.m. where the bell ringer says he was devastated and believes that it was not something spontaneous, but something that the guy planned on. He said the suspect was a juvenile, was talking with customers when he ran up behind the bell ringer, grabbed the kettle. It was not chained, as kettles generally are, and how the one at this location has been in the past. The guy then jumped into a car, and though several people tried to chase him, he got away. The bell ringer has been participating for 15 years and says he believes there were somewhere between $800 and $1,000 in his kettle when it was stolen. And I know I've seen stories like this. It seems like almost a yearly occurrence. Somebody somewhere decides, I'm going to go steal one of these red kettles from the Salvation Army guy. And I'm sorry, but if you do that, then you're scum.
Yeah.
Or actually, to quote my...
I think if you're stealing anything, you're probably scum.
To quote my high school football coach, guys, if you're going to steal from a teammate, you're worse than a paramecium. Who here knows what a paramecium is? Johnson, do you know what a paramecium is?
A single-celled organism.
A paramecium is what eats whale crap. And if you're going to steal from one of your teammates, you're worse than something that eats whale crap. That means you're worse than whale crap. So don't steal. So if you're going to steal money from the Salvation Army or any charity, for that matter, even if it is one of these charities that winds up putting most of the money in overhead, if you're stealing money, then you're worse than what eats whale crap. And I never thought that I would be quoting my high school football coach on the radio 20-some-odd years after playing football. But, yeah, you're worse than a paramecium if you do this.
Yes. What do you think of people who steal baby Jesus?
Yeah,
because apparently this has happened.
Stealing is wrong.
In Greenfield, Massachusetts, and Madison, Wisconsin this season, so far there have been two major baby Jesus theft stories. I decided to Google it and see how many results came up.
Yeah, and it seems as though those are sort of, you know, the cool things for kids to do these days, right? Stealing a baby Jesus.
They tend to get returned. It's like a boomerang baby Jesus. Like, they tend to get stolen and then returned. I don't know if, like, there's a moment of conscience or if, you know, God reaches out and touches them.
I just stole the baby Jesus. Like, I shouldn't be stealing baby Jesus. Yeah, so maybe, you know, the person out there in Centennial, Colorado that stole the kettle from the Salvation Army will have that come-to-Jesus moment and decide to return the money, but I'm not going to hold my breath on it.
Right.
And speaking of holding one's breath, there's apparently some major protest in Chicago that we'll tell you about. And your call is 855-450-FREE.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition. And yes, you can take part of the show. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Johnson.
And want to make sure that we tell you about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up February 18th through the 21st. Less than 2 months away. It happens in the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire. And Johnson, did you hear who's going to be there?
I did.
Did you hear who's going to, well, kind
well, not
of
actually
be there virtually? Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden is confirmed for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. He will be connecting via relay video something to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Unfortunately, it's only going to be a half-hour speech with Q&A session that he does, but it will be something that you will not want to miss. There are other speakers that have been announced. There are more speakers that are yet to be announced. But again, this is coming up in less than 2 months, so you definitely want to get your tickets now while they are, I believe, discounted. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com. to find all the other speakers that are going to be there and buy your tickets. Again, nhlibertyforum.com. So, Johnson, I think you were here when we talked about these protests that happened in Chicago on Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
And more protests are happening now, where there was the video that came out about a month ago of the police officer shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times in 15 seconds while McDonald had his back turned to police and presumably walking away.
Right.
Well, demonstrators are attempting to shut down Chicago's Magnificent Mile, which is a large shopping area in downtown Chicago. The story from CNN says that demonstrators shut down the city's so-called Magnificent Mile and entrances to several stores on Thursday, disrupting last-minute shopping and demanding the resignations of the mayor and prosecutor. And they've got a video, and I watched the video, and apparently the protest, while smaller than previous protest, seem to be several different protests happening almost simultaneously, to where you've got one group of people that's basically marching down the street, and you've got other people that are marching and then stopping in front of different stores to try to block the entrance to the stores for a few minutes, and they're shouting through bullhorns or just shouting in unison, 16 shots and a cover-up. And then they'll walk a little further, and the reporter said that sometimes people will just join in and walk with the protesters for about a block and then, you know, leave the protest.
Right.
So it's one of these things to where, you know, it's sort of this sporadic sort of thing that...
It's kind of what protests have kind of become, like, since Occupy. It's just a mess.
Right. People sort of join and then drop out during the midst of the protest. But this protest is being called Black Christmas Matters.
We're here. We're here. We don't know why. We're
well,
here. We're here.
In Chicago, they know why. They want the mayor and the police chief to resign. And, well, they got the police chief to resign. Now they're wanting the prosecutor to resign as well because, well, the prosecutor's not done anything to bring about justice. The story from CNN continues. It says the Christmas Eve Day protest was the second major demonstration since Thanksgiving weekend on Michigan Avenue, where about 200 activists on Thursday condemned how local officials took more than a year to release the video showing a police officer firing 16 shots in 15 seconds towards Laquan McDonald, who was killed. And this is a pet peeve of mine, just to sort of pause here for a moment. Did you notice anything about the way that sentence was worded to where it basically alleviated the responsibility? It says,
yeah,
16 shots were fired at the teenager who was killed.
Right.
Not the police officer shot the 17-year-old 16 times, killing him. So it's this weird sort of thing. And
I'm surprised they didn't just actually blame the gun in the article. The gun fired 16 shots at the kid. You're like, why don't they just say that the gun did it? Because that's basically what they do in the media anyway, right?
No, they do that in the media when it's somebody that's not a police officer. So here, they're basically, you know, alleviating the police officer of responsibility.
No, when it's not a police officer, they'll blame it, and they'll say that the person's a terroristic or they're a psychopath. They'll blame the person. What I'm saying is here they're deferring responsibility, so there's nothing is responsible. I'm surprised when there's nothing responsible that they don't just, you know, put it on the gun.
Well, Chicago already has strict gun control, and the only people that legally own firearms in Chicago are the police.
And yet the guns are still killing people, those crazy guns.
The protesters chanted 16 shots and a cover-up outside the Apple Store and the Water Tower Palace, or the Water Tower Place Mall, blocking shoppers from entering but allowing patrons to exit. At one point, there was a short scuffle on a crowded sidewalk between protesters and police officers. They don't specify who started the scuffle, and since they did not specify, one can surmise that it was probably the police that started the scuffle. Protesters said Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez must resign. They have thus far declined those demands. Rahm Emanuel, however, this month fired the Chicago police superintendent. So the police superintendent was fired. He did not resign, but the protesters did get one of the things they were wanting. Gary McCarthy was that superintendent who was fired, who days earlier rejected protesters' demands for his resignation and declared, quote, "What I will tell you is that the mayor has made it very clear that he has my back." And then a couple days later, he got fired. On Thursday, protesters said they wanted more resignations. In addition to chanting 16 shots and a cover-up, they chanted one down, two to go. The demonstration on Thursday was significantly smaller than the hundreds of protesters who shut down Michigan Avenue the day after Thanksgiving. What has enraged many leaders, pastors, and members of Chicago's black community was a police dashcam video showing McDonald being shot on a city street last year by Officer Jason Van Dyke, who last month was charged with first-degree murder. Even President Obama said he was deeply disturbed by the footage. And there's more here to the article. For more than 3 hours on Thursday, demonstrators drew a diverse crowd, including one placard in Spanish that said, "Fuera Rahm," translated to mean "Rahm out." But at one point, the protesters broke into two groups traveling in different directions on Chicago's famous corridors. Some shoppers even joined the marching protesters for a block or two, eventually returning to shopping. Along the way, protesters also chanted, "No justice, no profit, prosecute Emmanuel," and "No justice, no peace, no racist police." So what are your thoughts? Do these protests work? Will they work? Will they send the message that they're trying to send? 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in on Skype, username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking about the Black Christmas Matters protests that are taking place in Chicago, but we've been all over the board tonight, from the war on Christmas in Somalia, that charities, according to some researchers, charities may need your money more than they need your time. The average American adult lives just 18 miles from their mother. Cards Against Humanity might want to destroy a Picasso. The presidential election seems like some bad movies. And now the Black Christmas Matters protest. And, of course, your thoughts are welcome, 855-450-FREE, or just via Skype, LRN.FM.
You just made me remember that I had something I wanted to say to that the one caller was talking about, the presidential elections being kind of like movies and how ridiculous.
Right, so there is Wag the Dog, Bullwinkle,
Bullworth.
And I'm never going to remember the name of that movie.
And Bob Robertson.
And then,
I own
Bullworth, Bob Robert.
So if you want to watch it sometime, I can lend it to you. With John McAfee getting in, you know, if he's like talking about getting in and running as the Libertarian presidential candidate.
Yeah, apparently he made that announcement earlier today that he would be seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination instead of spending money to wind up getting ballot access as the Cyber Party, yep, which he founded earlier in
as
the year.
As silly as it is, he is the only candidate who is more ridiculous and in a way that is very perfect for at least me, loving to see him, I would love to see him debate Trump. Oh, would that be a beautiful thing? Just watching crazy Trump and crazy John McAfee going at it and seeing who can top the crazy. It would be unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to see that. I don't know. Maybe I would. Maybe it would be like, you know, watching a train wreck.
Yes, absolutely.
To where it's like, I really shouldn't be seeing this, but I can't look away.
And then Bernie. I'd love to just see a three-way debate between Bernie Sanders, Trump, and John McAfee. What a whirlwind.
You know they're not going to let
lunacy.
A minor party candidate on the stage with a Republican
right,
and a Democrat. That'll never happen.
Well, Bernie Sanders isn't really a Democrat, right?
He's running for the Democratic nomination.
I know. I'm just saying he's not
actually. He's calling himself a Democrat now. Now, let's get back into the story here from CNN about the Black Christmas Matters protest. Some of the protesters in Chicago earlier today included activists from the civil rights movement, from Black Lives Matters, and one small group in the march had a masked man calling for a revolution against black genocide, and these protesters or similar protesters were out on Wednesday as well, not just in Chicago, but also in Minneapolis and San Francisco, and they were dispersed by police after assembling inside the Mall of America, at least those that gathered in Minneapolis. Five people in Minneapolis were arrested at the Mall of America, and eight more were arrested at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. In California, nine women were arrested for briefly shutting down an exit ramp on U.S. Highway 101 to San Francisco International Airport, according to the California Highway Patrol.
I imagine the traffic caused by that was horrendous.
So what do you think about some of the tactics that they're using here of blocking off entrances to private businesses, sitting on the freeway and blocking traffic?
They're just inconveniencing completely unrelated people, I mean, generally.
Right, and the way I look at it, the sitting on the, you know, interstate, that's one of those things because, you know, the interstate isn't private property.
Right.
So the claim is everybody owns it. So if everybody owns it, should they have the right to use it? And, you know, what about performance art, et cetera? But the blocking entrances to private businesses, that's definitely a violation of private property. And I do think that the property owners would have a legitimate claim against the people for, hey, you're preventing me from doing business here.
I don't know. And the everybody owns it argument is kind of a silly one in a weird way because if everyone owns it, then, you know, everyone has a right to vote on how it's used and, you know, like, oh, then we're voting and, you know, then it's
right,
used but, later and that they decide that the rules are that that's a highway and it's for cars.
Right. But, you know, that's the claim. It's public property. Everybody owns it. So everybody gets to use it.
Well, not if everybody voted and made the decision that, you know, that's for cars.
I didn't vote on that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But, you know, again, it's the weird sort of thing of, you know, do you have the right to free speech in public? I don't think anybody would say that you don't, but what defines public?
Right.
You know, is a sidewalk outside of a business public, or is that private property? You know, who actually owns the sidewalk? Because the business owner, in a lot of cases, they are responsible for the section of sidewalk in front of their business.
Well, that's the thing about liberals and Democrats is they think that everything is decided democratically, including what happens to things that you pay for and what happens to your money.
Right, but, you know, it's not just, you know, quote-unquote liberals. Conservatives want to do
the same thing.
Yeah,
that's true, too. Yeah.
They just
want to do it with your body and your personal life.
Right, they just want to draw the line differently.
They want to change how you have to behave when you're, you know, doing other things.
Yeah, so, you know, when I often talk about voting with people, and they say, well, you know, the rights of the minority are protected. And I said, that's completely contrary to democracy. Democracy is the plurality expressing an opinion on a certain day, and everybody must abide by that decision.
Well, and it's also Democrats that have been responsible for the worst, like, most racist laws in history. for the most part.
Right, but I'm not even talking about
that. I know, you're not talking about
that
extreme.
But the question that I ask, and people always want to say, well, no, I would never support that. If there was, you know, something that said everybody's house must be painted the same color, and, well, we put it up to a vote, and everybody's house must be white. You can't have any other color than white. You can have a shade of white, so eggshell is okay. Cappuccino froth is okay because that's a shade of white. But you can't have anything that is outside of the white spectrum of colors. But we voted on it. So would you say that that's violating your rights? And most people would say, yeah, it definitely is. Okay, well, what about when they voted and you now have to give us more money? Well, that's not theft because it's a tax, and we voted. I don't like the way the vote went, but we voted. So that's okay. Okay, so what's the difference between them stealing your money and telling you what color your house can be? And the people are, well, one's telling me what I can do with my stuff, and the other one's a tax, because taxes are the price you pay for living in society.
Yeah, clearly, Daryl, if you don't like it, you can leave. That's the difference, is that you're free to leave.
Except you're not free to leave. You can try to leave, and then they claim...
It's not theft because you're free to leave.
They claim that you have to pay like $3,200 to renounce your citizenship, and you have to, you know, present your documents to some U.S. consulate in a foreign country. And in order to get to the foreign country, you have to have these documents that if you owe taxes
you're not going to be able to get anymore. You own this. You skipped over the whole part where you own this house that, you know, they're forcing you to paint a certain color. You know, so you'd have to go through the process of, like, selling it and moving and being forced to do all this ridiculous amount of stuff.
Oh, and now you're just moving to avoid the taxes.
Yeah.
You can't move to avoid taxes. But wait a second. 30 seconds ago, you told me if I don't like it, leave.
Right.
So which one is it? Should I leave or should I stay here and have my money stolen and my property rights violated and every other right that I have gets violated at the whim of some group of people? What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live and LRN.FM on Skype.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We might have time to get your call if you make that call right now. Toll-free, 855-453. We've been all over the map tonight talking about Christmas and Black Christmas Matters, Cards Against Humanity, charity, and various other things. In studio tonight on Christmas Eve, it's Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we'll jump into your calls here in just a second. But first, need to make sure that I tell you about TextFire. Because most text messaging marketing services are cumbersome to use. They require lots of manual entry to add and remove subscribers, but with TextFire, your customers can subscribe or unsubscribe to your text messages by simply texting a keyword of your choosing to your number. You can send out text messages without having to log into a web-based admin system. Send your text messages using real local numbers. You can also have unlimited subscriber lists and use different lists for different types of customers or even staff. It's easy to communicate with different groups with TextFire. Customers can send texts back to you, allowing you to get orders via text if you want. Use the web interface to create lists, manage subscribers, and schedule text messages. TextFire is great for groups of 100 or even up to 2,000 people, making it great for churches or other local civic groups. Text messages for ministries enhance church communication and youth communication like never before. You can send inspirational messages, prayer chains, event reminders, donation requests, cancellation notifications, or pretty much anything else that you can think of. Learn more by going to TextFire, that's TextFire.com, TextFire.com. And Free Talk Live listeners get your first month free by texting FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Text that to 877-792-7418 or just call 877-792-7418 and mention that you heard about TextFire on Free Talk Live. Going now to Lisa in Mississippi wants to talk about Jesus. Lisa, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Because they said Jews were black and they're something to call white.
You're going to need to just adjust your position or maybe your hands over the microphone and your phone, but it sounds like you're underwater and in one of those red solo cups. So something's really wrong with your phone.
I've got her turned all the way up here on the board. So, Lisa, can you speak a little louder and say that again, please?
Yeah, I don't know if Jesus was black or not. That's what I heard. I heard that he was black because some of the Jews were black, and some people told me the Jews were white.
I think I caught part of that. Unfortunately, Lisa, you were having phone issues.
You know where I've heard that sound of a phone call before? You know when you like actually do the thing when you're like a little kid and you actually tie the string and the two cups together and you like try and talk to one another through the cups? You make like the cup phone?
That wasn't as bad as the string and the cup, but that was pretty bad.
It was pretty close.
She said that she heard that Jesus was black because some of the Jews may have been black.
I don't know. I think that she's saying that because of the way you've been saying this, like, Black Christmas Matters, this, like, with the Black Christmas Lives Matter or something, like, you've been saying it that way.
Right. Well, the protests that are happening in Chicago.
Right.
Because they're happening around Christmas, and it's the Black Lives Matters protest.
Right.
They're calling it, the protesters are calling it Black Christmas Matters.
Well, and to me, if you have a Black Christmas, it would seem to naturally kind of indicate Black Jesus. Black Jesus would celebrate Black Christmas.
I don't know. We now go to Doug listening via TuneIn from Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, pretty much I want to talk real quick, too, about the issue of liberty. I think that when you're talking about a democratic form of government, which can be why you've had people on the far left try to push that we're nothing more really than mob rule. You know, if you have a democratic form of government, that can be fine. An important point here can be, though, that we have a republic. And within that republic, we have a founding document guaranteeing liberty to everybody. Now, liberty can be an important point. Liberty can be your freedom to do whatever you want to do until you have a direct impact upon another human being, which can be why you can't commit murder and you can't go out and you can't rob a bank. You're having an impact on another individual and their liberty. Now, you have people like Tom Hartman. I don't know if you ever heard of him on the radio. He is on Here America. I hate that guy. I really wish – I think that the guy got fired. I hope he landed up in an alley having to go through a garbage can looking for food and trying to fight off a rat to get the food. I really hate that guy. For the fact he will try to make a deranged argument on the issue of liberty. Nobody can do anything without having another impact on another human being. The definition really of what liberty
argument. Right. Yeah, I've heard this.
Right. So, Doug, let me ask you this question. What is the actual difference between republic and democracy?
Well, in a republic, you elect people. In a full, blown-out democratic government, you vote on every issue, meaning that you're pretty much like a referendum on everything that they do.
Right, but there's no country in the world that is a full democracy. Every country has some form of representation. So to say that we're a republic and so therefore liberty, it seems to be like one of these, you know, you want to hold on to a word and claim that the word means something other than what it actually means.
I knew a true nut who was like trying to move to Switzerland because of direct democracy or something like that, but yeah.
Right, but when you have a founding document guaranteeing you liberty, that could be an important point of it. If you only had the Republican Party,
when has the U.S. Constitution ever prevented the U.S. Congress from doing anything to violate your rights?
I agree with you. I completely agree with you, and that can be the problem. But I would argue that the judicial branch can be the much larger issue. They vote and they attack liberty left and right continually, all the way from the local level all the way up to the federal level, and they're doing it all the time. Every year you have go by, they diminish liberty a little bit.
Yeah, and the legislative branch and executive branch, they diminish liberty as well. Doug, thank you for the call. We now go to Andy in Texas. Also listening via TuneIn, wants to talk about taxes. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live on Christmas Eve. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you fellas doing?
We're doing good. We're doing a radio show.
Is it appropriate? Can I say Merry Christmas?
You can say Merry Christmas. You can say Happy Kwanzaa. You can say Merry Festivus.
Well, all of it to you guys. and Pessimist. I like that one. That's a Seinfeld thing. I like
yes.
that. Hey, no. As far as the taxes go, I just felt to see. I would really like to ask both you guys, what do you think of these taxes? I mean, how about the person who's 65 years old and still paying $3,700 a year in property taxes, and that money's supposed to go to schools for our kids? How come that person who has no more kids has to pay that property taxes to keep the schools open? Or as far as the income tax goes, there's nothing that says we have to pay income tax. There's no amendment. There's nothing. And yet we just do this blindly as though as if there's some sort of law that says we have to do this. There's so many things we do blindly that the government tells us are laws and this is the way you have to do it. And we just have to follow this stuff. And yet none of it is backed up by law or anything. And these incredible.
Well, it's backed up by something. It's backed up by men and women that will come throw you in jail if you don't do what somebody claims that you're supposed to do. So it's backed up by force or threats of force. And that's what makes it really no different than a mugger. If you're walking through downtown Dallas or Houston or wherever and some guy jumps out from behind a bush and says, give me all your money or bad things will happen.
Exactly.
Really, that's no different than if you don't pay a tax that some government agent somewhere says that you owe. If you refuse to pay, some guy or some group of guys with guns and handcuffs and possibly ballistic engineered armored response counterattack trucks will show up at your house or wherever you happen to be when they find you, and they will say, give us the money or bad things will happen.
But the terrible thing about that is that they do this against, there's nothing that gives them the backing to do it. These people are compartmentalized. And so they're told to do this stuff to you, and yet they have no idea. And these people who are compartmentalized to do this, they swore an oath to the uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution.
Can't say that, Andy. Thank you for the call. And Lisa, unfortunately, we are out of time for tonight.
Before we completely sign off
tomorrow. We will be live at 7 o'clock Christmas night.
Before we completely sign off, I have a holiday reminder for everyone in his house at Realia, Dead Cthulhu Louis streaming.
Time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.